We're going to go into our first house segment tonight. And one of the fascinating things when we study the Bible, and as we look at the gospel, we find that it's holistic. Now, I like to spell it W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, though it's usually spelled without the W. And the idea is that, you know, Jesus came to make us whole. And that means spiritually, mentally, emotionally, of course, we go along with that, physically, and socially, all those dynamics that make us the unique creatures that we are. And the text is in 3 John verse 3, where it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what? In health, even as your soul prospereth." So it's clear as we look at the Bible text that God is interested in every aspect of life. He's interested in our health. And I shared with you John 10:10, which is the basic theme of the seminar, where Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life." That's where we get Life Discovery Series. "And have it more abundantly." And so I know some of you, this might seem a little bit strange that in a series of gospel meetings that we would be talking about healthful living. But remember, the one who created us is the one that gave us the principles of life. And it's sensible in our commitment to God as our Creator and as our Savior to understand the principles of life and by His grace to live in harmony with the principles of life. And tonight we're going to be looking at water intake. A study that shows that water intake properly prevents heart attacks and strokes. It is a study that was done by Dr. Jacqueline Chan down at Loma Linda University. That's where I got my master's in public health. And a study that was released just a few years ago. It's based on a study that goes back some time, but they dug out the statistics on this and found out an interesting correlation. And we're going to begin by looking at fatal. Fatal means you didn't survive. Fatal coronary heart disease. And they looked at two specific items. They looked at the intake of water and, as a comparison, the intake of other fluids like fruit juice, soft drinks, coffee and tea, and what? Milk. Okay, those would be the other fluids. And as we look at heart disease, this is the major killer still in the United States. Some 459,000 people every year are dying because of heart disease. And it is largely preventable. There's only one factor that we cannot control, and that's the genetic disposition to heart disease. And there are seven, eight risk factors towards. I'm looking at Dr. Mark over here. We should get those risk factors up for you. But it is largely preventable. And as we look at healthful living during the course of the series of meetings, we're going to be looking at prevention. It's better. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so it's better to anticipate, and particularly as we're getting older. How many of you are getting older? You really wanted to know this tonight. How many of you are getting older? Can I see your hands? You're getting older. You're older right now than you were 10 minutes ago. No great enlightenment there. But anyway, prevention. And in the study, they were looking at men, some 11,000. We'll get to the women in a moment. They were looking at over 11,000 men as they looked at water intake. And the green bar represents those who were getting two or less glasses of water a day. A glass of water is 8 ounces. That's a cup. You ladies would know that, wouldn't you? It's a cup. It's a serving cup. And it's just hard to believe that there were enough people, enough men in the study, who were getting two or less cups of water a day. And remember, our body's made up of how much water? About 75%, isn't it? Something like that. Water is pretty important to the functioning of life. And the blue bar represents those who got 3 to 4 glasses of water a day. And then the white bar represents those who got over 5 glasses of water a day. They adjusted it for age and high blood pressure and smoking and whether one exercised or not and the intake of other fluids. And notice, guys, I mean, is this significant or not? Look at those who were getting over 5 glasses of water a day compared to those who were getting 2 or less glasses of water a day. And we're talking about fatal heart disease. The people did not survive. And notice how the risk factor consistently, right across the board, was reduced by over 50%. I'd like to say this, you know, if somebody discovered a compound that would have that effect in the pharmaceutical industry, they would make a killing. But you know, that's the way we often think. Oh, you know, doc, give me a pill. Give me a pill for this and give me a pill for that. But again, prevention is really where it's all at. And then they look at the intake of other fluids among the men. And again, they adjust it for age and those who smoked and exercise, etc. And the green bars, again, those who had less than 2 servings. That would be an 8-ounce. A serving. 3 to 4 would be the blue bar, and the white bar, those who got over 5 servings of water. When I saw this statistic, I had to call up Dr. Chan and ask her, well, you know, what's going on here? Because notice, actually, the risk factor of dying from heart disease was increased when one drank liquids. And I was thinking to myself, this doesn't make any sense to me, you know, fluids. Does that mean I shouldn't be drinking, you know, a glass of orange juice and you know, I can't have a soft drink once in a great while? Or what does that mean? No, Dr. Chan said you cannot substitute the intake of other fluids for your water intake. So when we grab a soft drink or a glass of juice, it does not count towards our water intake. Now, that doesn't seem like it should be that way, but that's what the study really showed. So we can't depend upon these other fluids. It doesn't mean that we can't have other fluids. It means it just can't be a substitute for water intake. Is that clear? Quite dramatic as you look at it. And then they looked at the females. You know, they break the males and females down often because, you know what? We're not the same. You know, you heard this. Men are from Mars, and you ladies are from where? Venus, of course, you know this. So we know we're not the same. You know, among other things, comes out that when it comes to alcohol, women metabolize alcohol differently than men. And the risk of certain cancers increases with the use of alcohol the way that it does it for men, among other things. I'll talk a little bit about the difference between men, as if you need to know. But as we look at some of the studies, this becomes a pattern, the difference between men and women. But anyway, here we're looking at the same issue, and it's all adjusted for age and smoking, etc. And again, we see a similar pattern to that of the men, don't we, when it comes to fatal heart disease. And that is those who are drinking over 5 glasses of water a day. And really, the recommendation is 6 to 8, which has been raised even further. I think it's closer to 10 now that they're recommending a day. And so we see, again, a dramatic reduction of the risk of heart disease among women. We need to remember this, ladies. You do know this, don't you? The postmenopausal women lose the protective qualities of estrogen, which means your risk factor for heart disease increases once you become postmenopausal. It is the number one killer for women as they get older. And so this becomes a vital issue, I think, for all of us. And as I said, it is one of the most preventable things if we just take the simple steps and diet and exercise, and we're just talking about water here. And then they look at the intake of other fluids, and we see the same pattern, but even more dramatic than what we saw with the men. Look at the women as they depended more upon the intake of fluids as a substitute for the intake of water. Look at how dramatic an increase of the mortality rate for heart disease among women. Water is absolutely vital. Absolutely vital is what we find. And again, as we just use a summarizing slide here, as we look at all of the factors and we summarize it up, we see the pattern. It's very clear how important water's intake in preventing fatal coronary heart disease. Now, there's something else that I ought to bring into the mix, and that is the viscosity of the blood is at, we're talking about the thickness of the blood, the viscosity of the blood is at its greatest point in the morning hours. That's because most of us have been sleeping at night, at least you ought to be sleeping at night, and we get up dehydrated. And so relative to any other part of the day, there tends to be more heart attacks, more heart disease events or whatever the heart disease events and strokes in the morning hours comparative to other periods of the day. And it's because, again, we're dehydrated. We have not been taking water in during the night hours. And so I've been practicing this for years. One of the very first things I do when I get up, I go to the tap and I get one of those 16-ounce glasses of water and I fill it to the brim and I drink it. And then I fill it up again and I drink that. That gives me three portions, three cups at the very beginning of the day. And I would recommend that. Begin your day with some good water intake. And I think you will be blessed by it. And then we look at strokes, fatal strokes. And again, as we look at the statistics of it, some 175,000 people are dying each year because of strokes. And that is an issue, again, as we're getting older. Tends to be an issue as we get older. The study had 850 men in it and 969 women in the study. And again, looking at all adjusted for age and whether one was male or female and smoking, etc. They made all of these adjustments. And again, we see the, as they studied this group, we see that those who were getting over five glasses of water a day saw a significant reduction of the fatalities in this group because of stroke. So water is important in a number of ways, isn't it? And then they looked at fluids, and just like we saw with coronary heart disease, we saw that those who depended on fluids for their, you know, for their water intake, there was a significant increase of the fatality statistics among for stroke, among those, again, who were depending upon fluids over water. One of the most practical things we can do that can have such a powerful and dramatic effect upon the quality of our lives, and the ultimate quality is that we survive and we continue living, right? That's the goal. How many are into, you know, into that? You know, the goal of surviving and living. I mean, that ought to be a goal for all of us, to continue to live. And my friend, it does not come by coincidence, life. We ought not to take it for granted. There are things that we can do that can increase the longevity of life, and I believe also the quality of life. And water is one of those things. Next week we'll be into another study as we look at keys to longevity, which I think you will find quite interesting.